Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJN Sports, being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs.
Goodyear! We want to make sure you know to call McAtee Tire in Atlantic when you're having tire issues. Whether it's in the field, on the road, or at home, we can take care of you. We offer a farm service truck that can come to you in order to speed up the repair or replacement of your tire and get you back in the field faster, or take advantage of our service repair shop in Atlantic. McAtee Tire in Atlantic offers a large, in-stock selection of premium Titan and Goodyear farm tires. Why choose Titan for your tire needs? Titan and Goodyear farm tires are made in America, many coming from right here in our backyard, Des Moines, Iowa. Titan also offers a 90-day, no-excuses customer satisfaction program, which gives you 90 days to determine whether you like the tires or not. Not sure what your tire needs are or who you can turn to with questions? Give the tire experts and trained technicians a call at McAtee Tire in Atlantic, 712-243-4413, or visit us online for more information. Trust McAtee Tire for all your tire and service needs.
Serious freedom.
Now taking a look at sports here this morning. Game we had for you here last night on KJN. Tommy Pham and Jed Jerko each homered to help the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Houston Astros 8-5. The Cardinals roughed up Astros ace Dallas Keuchel to overcome a rocky outing from starter Jaime Garcia. Garcia gave up 5 runs and 7 hits in 5 innings, including 3 home runs. The Astros dropped their third straight, and the Cardinals won their third in a row on the day they learned outfielder Matt Holliday and reliever Seth Maness are heading for the disabled list. Holliday will have surgery on his right thumb and could miss the remainder of the regular season, while Maness will have Tommy John surgery, likely sidelining him until 2018. Sungwang Oh pitched the scoreless ninth, striking out 3 for his 12th save of the season. Danny Duffy allowed 1 run in 7 2/3 innings, and the Kansas City Royals hit 4 homers in a 6-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers on Tuesday night. Raul Mondesi, Alex Gordon, and Eric Hosmer all homered off of Justin Verlander, while Kendrys Morales went deep off of Mark Lowe. Jared Saltamacchia homered for Detroit's only run. The Tigers have lost 7 of 9. Duffy allowed 3 hits and 2 walks, striking out 5. Verlander gave up 5 runs, 3 earned, 4 hits, and a walk in 7-plus innings. He struck out 6. Other scores from baseball yesterday in interleague play, it was Tampa Bay over San Diego 15-1 and Minnesota 4-2 over Atlanta. In the American League, it was Toronto topping the Yankees 12-6. Boston beat Baltimore 5-3. Cleveland over the White Sox 3-1. Texas beat Oakland 5-4 in 10 innings, and the Angels 7-6 over Seattle. In the National League, it was the Cubs beating Milwaukee 4-0. The Dodgers 15-5 over Philadelphia. Cincinnati 6-3 over Miami. The Cubs beat Milwaukee again 4-1 there in the second half of a doubleheader. Colorado was a 6-2 winner over Washington. The Mets beat Arizona 7-5. And Pittsburgh was a 4-3 winner over San Francisco. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Iowa beating Sacramento 5-1 and Omaha beat Fresno 12-5. Those teams play again today, Iowa at Sacramento and Omaha at Fresno for 9 o'clock starts on the West Coast. St. Louis Cardinals outfielder Matt Holliday will have surgery on his right thumb, an injury that could sideline him for the rest of the regular season. He was hit by a 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Chicago Cubs Mike Montgomery last Thursday. Cardinals general manager John Mozeliak said Holliday could be sidelined through September. The procedure was the only chance to potentially get him back this year, so that's a big step to make. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny said Tuesday he wants to play. The 36-year-old Holliday, a 7-time All-Star, is batting .242 this season with 19 home runs and 60 RBIs in 107 games. He would be eligible for free agency after the World Series if the Cardinals declined a $17 million option for next year and chose to pay a $1 million buyout. Tommy Pham and Brandon Moss have seen time in left field in Holliday's absence. Reliever Seth Maness was put on the 15-day disabled list and will have Tommy John surgery, which will sideline him until 2018. The Cardinals recalled right-hander Sam Tuivalala from AAA Memphis. Maness was 2-2 with a 3.41 ERA and 29 relief appearances this year. He was on the disabled list May 13th through June 18th due to right elbow inflammation. St. Louis has 12 players on the disabled list, including 7 added since the start of August. American gymnast Simone Biles will leave Rio with 4 gold medals and a bronze after winning the women's floor exercise. The 5 medals tie for the most for an American woman in a single Olympics, and the 4 golds match an Olympic record shared by 3 others. Teammate Allie Raisman got the silver, leaving her with 3 medals from Rio. Runner Jenny Simpson is the first U.S. woman to medal in the 1500 meters, finishing 3rd in 4 minutes, 10.53 seconds. Tori Bowie of the United States won her heat in the 200 meters after claiming silver in the 100 on Sunday. Usain Bolt has advanced from his preliminary heat in the 200 2 days after capturing gold in the 100. The U.S. racked up 2 medals in the men's triple jump. Christian Taylor successfully defended his title, while teammate Will Clay finished 2nd for the 2nd straight Olympics. Caleb Payne captured the first sailing medal for the U.S. at Rio by finishing 3rd in fin class. American Danelle Leyva has earned the silver medal in the men's parallel bars, finishing behind Oleg Vernayev of Ukraine. And Americans Kerry Walsh Jennings and April Ross have been beaten by Brazil in the beach volleyball semifinals. The U.S. women's basketball team has cruised into the semifinals by blowing out Japan 110-64. And the United States continues to lead all medal categories with 28 gold, 28 silver, and 28 bronze. The 84 total medals are 33 more than runner-up China. Britain is 2nd with 19 gold medals. And Rio de Janeiro authorities have issued an arrest warrant for an International Olympic Committee executive accused of scalping tickets for the Summer Games. Police said Wednesday that Patrick Hickey is accused of plotting with at least 6 others to illegally sell tickets for the Olympics. Hickey has been part of the IOC executive board since 2012 and is president of the Olympic Council of Ireland as well as president of the European Olympic Committees. An Irish executive was arrested last week in the same investigation, and 4 other executives are wanted in the probe. Agents have seized more than 1,000 tickets that were being sold for high fees and allocated to the Olympic Council of Ireland. The company suspected is British hospitality provider THG Sports, which police say was also part of an alleged ticket scalping scheme uncovered during the 2014 World Cup. That's a look at the latest sports on KJN, brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.